This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The budget session of Parliament begins today with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both the houses. Let's go live to the President's address.
सफलताओं, गौरवशाली उपलब्धियां और असाधारण अनुभव के साथ हुआ है। बीते 10-11 वर्षों में भारत ने हर क्षेत्र में अपने नींव मजबूत की है। ये वर्ष 2047 तक विकसित भारत की तेज यात्रा का बहुत बड़ा आधार है। माननीय सदस्यगण, बाबा साहेब अंबेडकर ने हमेशा समानता और सामाजिक न्याय पर जोर दिया। हमारे संविधान भी हमें यही प्रेरणा देता है। सच्चा सामाजिक न्याय यानी देश के हर नागरिक को उसका पूरा हक मिले, बिना किसी भेदभाव से मिले। मेरी सरकार सच्ची सामाजिक न्याय के लिए समर्पित है और इसी का नतीजा है कि पिछले एक दशक में 25 करोड़ देशवासी गरीबी को हरा कर गरीबी से बाहर निकल गए। सरकार के तीसरे कार्यकाल में गरीबों को सशक्त करने के लिए अभियान और तेजी से आगे बढ़ा है। पिछले एक दशक में गरीबों के 4 करोड़ पक्के घर बने।
The economic survey will be tabled tomorrow and the budget will be presented on Sunday, that is 1st of February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from today until the 13th of next month. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd April. There will be 30 sittings during the budget session. Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar has died in a plane crash at Maharashtra's Baramati this morning. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that a Learjet 45 VTSSK aircraft operated by VSR crash-landed at Baramati Airport earlier today. The ministry added that there were 5 personnel on board. The Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister was accompanied by 2 more personnel and 2 crew members. Officials said that no one on board survived the crash. Further details are awaited. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh expressed profound grief over the demise of Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that throughout his long public life, Ajit Pawar remained committed to the development and prosperity of Maharashtra. The Election Commission has taken a firm stance on the transfer of officials engaged in the special intensive revision of the voter list in West Bengal. It said that the state government has issued transfer orders for 3 electoral roll observers without obtaining prior approval from the commission. Expressing their dissent and opposing such a move, the commission has sent a letter to the state government to revoke the order immediately. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual NCC PM rally at Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's rally is Rashtrapatham Kartavya Nishth Yuva. It will witness the participation of 2,406 NCC cadets from across the country, including 898 girl cadets. Death toll in the devastating fire at Nazirabad in Narendrapur's Dakhino Chobisho Parganas has risen to 11 following the recovery of 3 more bodies from the gutted warehouse. While police reports indicate that 14 families have filed missing persons diaries, local residents claim the number of missing individuals is significantly higher. Baroipur Police District SP Subhendra Kumar stated that the authorities will seek court permission today to conduct DNA testing for identification of the deceased. The 11th Ajanta Ellora International Film Festival will begin in Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar today. On the occasion, legendary music composer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Ilayaraja will be honoured with the prestigious Padma Pani Award in recognition of his outstanding contribution to Indian cinema. In Jammu and Kashmir, a 2-day Tavi Boating Festival in Jammu commences today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the festival will be open to the public free of charge. Boats will operate on the artificial lake while riverbanks will be illuminated with decorative lights. And in the Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India moved to the top of the Group 2 points table with a convincing win over Ho Zimbabwe by 204 runs in the Super 6 stage match in Bulawayo yesterday evening. Vihan Malhotra smashed an unbeaten 109 to lead India to a gigantic total of 352 in the stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.